Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Fun is good for us all. And whether your idea of fun is a fast game of table tennis, or watching a good ball game, or a swim at the pool, or whether you just like a friendly game of cards or a family picnic, you have to feel good so you can enjoy that fun. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun because of a headache or upset stomach or general achiness, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for effective, refreshing relief. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. For headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, take Alka-Seltzer, favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
The Wistful Vista Antique Shop cordially invites you to come in and browse among the merchandise. Among this morning's browsers is Mrs. Molly McGee, who has just bought something she's been looking for years.
I'll wrap it up for you, lady. The price on that is $6.
$6 seems pretty high for...
That's all hand carving on there. That's real jade, you know, that dragon head. The eye on it is.
But it's just a tiny little piece.
That's the price, lady. Take it or leave it. Rare junk like this is hard to find.
I've been looking for one of these for years. I'll take it. Here's your money.
Thanks. I'll put it in a box for you. And, now that the sale is completed, lady, would you mind telling me what you're going to do with one bookend? I mean, one bookend is like one rubber boot.
It does look like a silly purchase, but you see, I've got the mate to it at home.
Oh, well.
My aunt gave me a pair of them for a wedding gift, and one of them got broken and thrown away. I've been saving the other one. It's such an unusual thing.
Sure unusual, all right. That's why I had it in the window for an eye catcher. There isn't a day goes by that somebody doesn't drop in and say, "What the heck is that?"
Well, I'm delighted to have a pair again.
Say, before you go, I wonder if you'd take a look at this. This is another thing I can't figure out what it is.
Looks like some sort of a little box with a little man carved on it.
The box doesn't open.
What does it do? Anything?
Put your packages down for a minute. Let me show you. Here, now look. You put your hand around the box so you cover all these little holes in back of it.
Cover the holes.
That's it. Now push the little man's nose.
Like this?
Now watch what happens.
Good heavens. Look at his ears wiggle.
Shh. Listen.
Sounds like some sort of a music box.
It says made in China. That's all I know about it.
My goodness, where'd you get this thing?
Oh, all this stuff was here when I bought the store, including two of these.
Two of them? What does the other one play? Gilly Gilly Oss and Pfeffer by the Sea?
No, it does the same thing this one does. I sold it this morning to a lady.
Oh, no.
There it is over there, all wrapped up and ready to go. She dashed out of here without it, but I have a feeling she'll... Yes, this is her.
Wait there, driver. I'll be right out. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. It's me. I'm back.
I had a hunch you would be, lady.
Can you imagine? After stumbling on that wonderful little thingamabob and then forgetting to take my package. Oh, dear. I don't know where my head is today. Do you have it?
No, it's right there under your hat.
The package. That Chinese thing, the package.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's still here.
Oh, thank heavens. I was so afraid you might have sold it to someone else.
No. Fortunately for you, there's very little demand for rare items like this in the warm months.
Oh, good, good. Sorry to have troubled you. I'll just take my little package and run. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I've got a cabbie. It wasn't nice to see the cabbie. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I hope she'll be very happy with... Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
My package. It's gone. She took my book in.
Uh-oh.
This is her silly thingamabob here. Oh, lady, wait! Lady, wait! Hey!
Hey, get out of the street there, girl. You trying to get yourself killed? My brakes is bad and... Well, hello there, daughter.
Mr. Oldtimer, oh, am I glad to see you. How fast can this old truck go?
Oh, it'll go
Can you give me a lift?
Well, it's against the...
Good. Quick, follow that cab there.
What cab?
The one that just turned around the corner on two wheels. Hurry, she's getting away.
Hold tight. Here we go. Hope there ain't no shooting because this is a new hat. And I wouldn't want to have anything happen to it. Let's go.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
This is Eleanor Engel wondering what kind of a weekend you're planning. Well, whether your plans are large or small, don't forget one thing. Check the Alka-Seltzer supply. You just never know when a headache or an upset stomach or both those twin discomforts will come along. And that could be enough to spoil anyone's plans. So why not take a minute right now to check the Alka-Seltzer bottle? Are the tablets down to four? Then it's time to buy some more. More Alka-Seltzer at the drugstore. When you or your family or guests are suffering from the pain of a headache or the queasy, uncomfortable feeling of an upset stomach, it's no time to be without the prompt, dependable relief provided by Alka-Seltzer. And say, while you're in the store, it might be a good idea to pick up two packages. As the fellow says, an extra package on the side keeps the family well supplied. Well supplied with Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
There they go, around that turn. Hurry.
I see him, daughter.
Ah, look out for that pole. Heavenly days, when you skid around those turns like that.
Scares you, doesn't it? Why don't you do like I do?
What's that?
Put your hands over your eyes. Be surprised what a difference it makes. Which way they go? Oh, I see them. There they are racing up Main Street.
Oh, this is awful. After looking for that bookend for years and then something like this has to happen.
Well, that's life, daughter. I got an uncle doing it.
Doing what?
Life. Uncle Normal, we call him, because he's different from the rest of the family. His wife, Emily, she...
There they go, up Elm Street.
That's impossible, daughter. She's in San Francisco and he's in San Quentin. Uncle Normal is...
The cab, the lady with my bookend.
We'll catch her, daughter. You got the little thingamajig that you push on his nose and bells ring?
Yes, yes, hurry.
Hang on. Which way they... Oh, looks to me like they're heading for the railroad station.
Oh, dear, I don't know where the woman's going or anything about her. If I don't get that bookend now, it may wind up in South America.
There they go, down the ramp into the station. Oh, that's a big station, daughter, full of strangers. No telling where she's headed for.
I've got a plan. Wheel into the station there, and I'll go to the information desk. I'll catch her before she gets on a train if I have to. Now, if you'll just please turn on the public address system and page her for me, sir, I'll...
Now, let me get this straight, lady. You want me to call somebody for you on the public address system, right?
If you please. It's terribly important.
But you don't know the party's name.
No, but...
Well, how do you expect me to page her for you when you don't know who she is?
Train number 17, now loading on track 12.
Now, look, it's very simple. Look, all you have to do is take this little box and hold it to the microphone, you see?
Box?
Just hold your hand around it so you cover these holes in the back of it and push on the little man's nose.
Well, we get all kinds here, lady. I'm game for anything. Press on his nose, huh? Like this?
That's it. Hold him close to the microphone.
Hey, his ears are moving. This ain't gonna blow up or
something. No, please believe me. I'll explain later, but right now...
What is this thing, anyway?
It's some kind of a Chinese music box.
Sounds more like a Chinese torture. Well, of all the silly...
It worked. Here she comes, waving my book in.
Oh, Oh, it's you, the lady from the oddity shop. Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
You're glad.
Do you know what you did, you silly girl? You took the wrong package. Ah, now don't be embarrassed, my dear. Happens to me all the time. It's just lucky for you we were both at the same railroad station at the same time.
Yes, wasn't it?
It certainly is a small world. Here's your bookend, my dear.
Thanks, and here's your thingamabob.
Oh, I do hope we'll meet again sometime. This has been such fun.
All aboard, train 17.
What? There's our train, my dear. We'd better hurry.
You run along. If I'm not there when they toot the whistle, tell them to start without me.
Well, all right. I'll see you in the dining car. Bye. Oh, dear, don't close that gate,
my dear. Yeah, don't leave her in Wistful Vista. I certainly was lucky to get this bookend back. I'd better go right home and put it safely on the shelf. It's me, McGee.
Oh, hi, kiddo. I was wondering what... Hey, where have you been? You look like you got caught in the middle of a fast game of tennis on a wet court.
A very apt description, sweetheart, because that's exactly how I feel. Whew, I'm bushed.
Well, here, sit down, sit down. What's in the package?
Wait till I tell you. You'll be so surprised.
Oh?
Remember that bookend we lost the mate to? The one Aunt Sarah gave us? You know, the one with the hand-carved dragon on it? It's been kicking around the attic ever since.
Oh, you mean the one that I told that guy that was a genuine piece of jade in the dragon's eye?
What guy?
The guy from the Whistle Vista Antique Shop. He stopped by the other day buying junk. I convinced him that thing was hand-carved jade and gypped him out of a half a buck for it.
What?
Yeah, pretty shrewd, huh? Well, what anybody wants with one bookend, I'll never know. But you know them antique guys. He'll probably sell it to some silly dame that's only got one book and thinks one bookend is enough. Well, what you got in the package, kiddo? Got a surprise of some kind for me? I just love
it. Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Mother, after a long and tiring day, and by the time you feed the family and get the youngsters off to bed, you certainly deserve and need to relax a little. But sometimes you may be just too wound up to relax. Well, for such times, remember this. Miles Nervine soothes nervous tension so you can relax. It helps you keep calm. Miles Nervine is easy to buy at all drugstores, and it's pleasant to take, too, in either effervescent tablets or liquid. Take Miles Nervine during the day to relax, or before bedtime for sound, relaxing sleep. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. Yes, to soothe nervous tension and help you relax. Remember, Miles Nervine.
You ready for bed, Molly?
Yes, you better lock up good, though. Mabel Toops was telling me there have been prowlers in the neighborhood.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mabel heard a noise last night and snapped on the bed lamp and saw a man's foot sticking out from under her bed.
My gosh, a burglar?
No, Mort Toops. He heard the noise, too.
Mm. I'll check the back door. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson plays the old-timer. Appearing today as the woman was Elvia Allman, as the man in the antique shop, Joe Forte, and the man in the information booth, Frank Gerstle. Well, the McGees have their one bookend back again. These things seem to be the rule rather than the exception with them. Now, on Monday, Mr. McGee will buy a new pair of shoes, and they will hurt his feet a little on the way home. Sound familiar? Certainly does, but how McGee breaks his shoes in may give you a smile or two. This is John Wall saying, see you on Monday.
Hear the news with Pauline Frederick today on most NBC radio stations.